This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we've got Glenn Spencer from AmericanPatrol.com on the line with us. Earlier, we had the head of the Senate of Colorado, Senate President John Andrews, on, where he said that we basically have a governmental movement using a race consciousness out of Mexico to take over the U.S., and Washington is funding it. 911 repeat would be fault of Bush, Congressman, GOP lawmaker charges. That's what Tom Tancredo said, and Lord Bush is saying he's going to target Tancredo for defeat in re-election, but he doesn't have a chance of doing it because Tancredo's so popular. We got Glenn Spencer on with us, and we are going to get to Ron and Spencer and others here in a second. Glenn, I've got this article here. This is out of Wildcat News. Anniversary sparks Mecha reunion. And it says that it's about the revolutionary movement of Aslan, and they're in the public schools, basically,
right,
teaching the little kids this. I mean, could we have, I mean, I wouldn't want to, but can we have the Aryan nations teach little white kids their race consciousness?
Of course not. Of course not. Because anything that is anti-white Anglo-Saxon Protestant male is okay. I have to understand that. Anything that's anti-WASP, anti-white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, is can be done. Anything done by white Anglo-Saxon Protestant males is condemned.
But
this
white,
is a war. This is a war on the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant male. Pure and simple, he is to be targeted. He is to be eliminated. This is the final solution.
Now, this ethnic cleansing against white Anglo-Saxon Protestant males is being run by a bunch of white Anglo-Saxon Protestant males out of New York. Why are they doing this, Glenn?
I don't know. That's the $64 billion question.
Well, you said it's to, you said before it's to drive down wages, get people to vote for them.
I don't know why these. Well, I know why some of them are doing it. They're paid to do it.
And destroy national sovereignty.
Destroy national sovereignty. I mean, we had yesterday on our feature, we had this Victor Davis Hanson, who wrote the book Mexifornia, A State of Becoming. And Buchanan asked him. He is a professor. He's a well-known writer, an intellect. Buchanan says, why is it that all the politicians, or most of them, are seemingly paralyzed when dealing with what is an invasion from Mexico? And Hanson says, I don't know. It baffles me. Well, me too. There's something going on that is just inexplicable.
Well, Glenn, you said it over and over again.
It's like the invasion of the body snatchers.
Well, Glenn, you said it over and over again. You said it's America's being sacrificed on the altar of globalism. The UN documents say they want to get rid of all borders and sovereignty.
Yes. Well, the Ford Foundation certainly puts up the money for the Mexican. They created the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, MALDEF. They created the National Council of the Race, or the National Council of La Raza. They finance the National Lawyers Guild, once described by the Congress as the legal bulwark of the Communist Party in America. We know that the Mexican government wants to conquer the Southwest. We know the Ford Foundation wants to destroy all borders. But what we don't know, what baffles us, is why elected representatives of the American people have turned against the people themselves. As if they hate, it's like self-flagellation. It's like a bunch of Iranians marching down the street beating themselves with pom-poms. This is irrational. It's as if we have on a guilt trip for having succeeded so well and others having failed. So we are to be destroyed because of our success. It's some kind of mass insanity.
Glenn Spencer, stay there. I promise these callers we get to them. Ron Spencer, others that are holding. Toll-free number to join us on air. If you want to talk to Glenn Spencer, 800-259-9231. And I want to recap that, folks. You can have groups called the Race, calling for all white people to be physically kicked out of the U.S., kicked out of the Southwest, and that's acceptable. It is not acceptable.
Did you remember to take your Focus Factor this morning? No? Too bad. Every morning, men, women, and children across the country start their day with Focus Factor because they rely on it to feed their brain from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. Focus Factor contains vitamins, minerals, protective antioxidants, botanical extracts, and omega-3 fatty acids, some of which have been demonstrated in clinical studies to support healthy brain function. Focus Factor is perfect for business professionals, homemakers, seniors. There's even a special formula for children. Look, your brain is the most important thing in your life. You owe it to yourself to take good care of it. So call now and try Focus Factor. If you don't feel like it's the best supplement you've ever tried, you get your money back. Call 1-800-893-6870. That's 1-800-893-6870. Ask how you can get a free bottle with your order today for yourself or a loved one. Call 1-800-893-6870.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate station, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're talking to Glenn Spencer of AmericanPatrol.com. He was out in California. He was instrumental in getting Prop 187 and other constitutionally based referendums rammed through. Governor Gray Dictator Davis said that he didn't care and had it thrown out. And now that state has fallen into total corruption and bedlam and bankruptcy, which is what the globalists wanted, to get total control. Now he's in Arizona, and he's got surveillance drones out in the desert. They've got sensors. He was on Lester Holt Live and streamed some of the video of the invasion. The Border Patrol will not show up, will not do anything. We're going to talk to Ron Spencer, Jason, and a few other callers, and then I want Glenn Spencer to tell us what Mecha is, what La Raza is, how it's funded by the white boys over at the Ford Foundation, a bunch of socialists using racial consciousness, the politically correct racial consciousness, to take over society. It's a powerful force. They're doing it. And then now how, of course, the Southern Poverty Law Center's trying to cover Glenn Spencer for simply showing video of illegals committing felonies. Glenn, anything else you want to throw in real quick before we go to these callers?
Well, just this. Just like you should support Alex, we are supported by the American people. And what we need to do is talk to our friends and say, look, people like Morris Dees, you know, he has $135 million in the bank. They bring in about $30 million a year. He makes, personally, $258,000 a year. My gosh. You know, if we had the kind of money Morris Dees had, we could have this border controlled in a New York minute. But the word has to go out that the American people, this has to be like a march of dimes. But it has to be, you know, a march of the people, and their pennies and nickels and dimes and, yes, dollars have to go to people like Alex Jones and the American Border Patrol. And we have to let the people know that we're going to have to do it ourselves, set up a little tin can up there, save a few bucks each week, think about cutting back on those McDonald's hamburgers, and put a few dollars away each week and help one of these groups.
Well, absolutely, and you've done films, you've done all these rallies, you've educated people, you have not compromised, and it is bearing fruit. And folks, we don't have a country, we don't control our border. It's destroying our wages, it's destroying our sovereignty, and the Ford Foundation and the federal government has said it is about destroying borders and our sovereignty and the Pan-American Union. It's like education that Bush just signed on to with UNESCO, the United Nations. They say, we read their document last week, the family is a disease and must be eradicated. And then you wonder why the family's being destroyed, why the policies destroy the family. Just like they're destroying the border. Their goal, Bush says he'll sign the assault weapons ban that Clinton passed. He's going to add stuff to it. Bush knows that 80-plus percent of Americans, including Hispanics, want the border controlled, want national sovereignty. It's common sense. You said you don't know why the government, despite this, won't do what's constitutional and the will of the people. How do we pressure Lord Bush to not go along with destroying America?
Well, we'll keep trying everything we can. You know, while just before you called, because of this, just before we got on the air, because of this drone and these sensors have caught the imagination of the American people. I just got a call from ABC TV. They're coming down from Phoenix. While we're on the air, my assistant just handed me a note. U.S. News and World Report wants to talk to me. We have TV, all kinds of people coming down here because I think they know we're about to blow the lid off of these things, just like you do with your videos.
And you said that the reporter yesterday said it's obvious you're not a vigilante, it's obvious you're not bad.
Right.
You guys try to go down and cover the murder of federal officers by illegals, by coyotes, by drug dealers, by Mexican troops, and then the media and Morris Dees says that you're bad. I mean, that's crazy.
We just got a call. It was yesterday morning. I was down again on the San Pedro River. There's an estate down there, a caretaker. The guy who owns the estate gave him the approval to call us. They're so frightened now. They have a little caretaker cabin. They're starting to pound on the windows of the cabin because they want something, and their windows, and these people are becoming dangerous. And 3 days before that, we were down there with this reporter from the Tucson Citizen. It was down with another rancher, and his wife was born in this ranch house 53 years ago. She used to go out and ride on the border with her horse and her dog as a 10-year-old kid, and her mother didn't worry about it. She's afraid to leave the ranch house now. You have to understand what's going on down here. People are frightened to death in their own homes.
Well,
they've lived here forever.
Well, look, there's been murders, there's been killings, there's been robberies, millions of illegals. It's got to be stopped. Let's talk to Ron in New York, and then Spencer, Jason, and others. Ron, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How do you do, gentlemen? Well, initially I called about several things, but he touching on this issue about the border, I have some information. As a matter of fact, I wanted to speak to you about it much sooner and forgot. I read a civil service journal, which in New York, where I come from, and the Border Patrol is hiring police for the border. Now, I found it very odd that the requirements for this job were that you had to be fluent in Spanish.
That's correct.
Now, hold on, it goes further. One of the processes of recruitment, or I guess the processes of hiring you, is that you go in front of a 3-man panel in which they make a determination as to whether you're sensitive enough to the needs of other people. Now, you don't have to be, or go any further, you don't
well,
have
let me
to
stop
be
you. Let me stop you, Ron. And they train police. It's been in the news. We've had them on to be mean to us, to be separate from us, to boss us around. But with Border Patrol, they've got to be these little loving social workers. And I would add that thousands have quit to go be air marshals where they get more money, and so there's actually less Border Patrol now than there was a few years ago. Correct, Glenn?
That is correct. They have lost quite a few people to the air marshal program.
Gentlemen, if I might inject, what I think is going on here is a step beyond, I think, what either one of you bring up.
No, no, you are absolutely right. We're very familiar with that.
Attempting to recruit people who are, in fact, amiable to the idea of people crossing that border. That's quite clear. They're looking to choose people. They're looking to go through the motions of making it appear that there's border security, yet the very security, the very police personnel on that border are amiable.
Let me underline what you just said. A rancher reported to me that he had reported four illegals on his ranch. The Border Patrol came and picked them up, and the first thing the lead Border Patrol agent, who was Hispanic, did was shake the hand of one of the illegals.
Well, this is what I'm saying, and this is being done. You've got to understand something, too. People got to wake up to the fact that you're actually paying because, of course, the Border Patrol is paid for by our tax revenue.
It's a lot
worse
than
that. You're paying for the rope
that's
being used to hang
Ron,
you.
Ron, I agree, Ron, but it's about the hospitals are blown out. You can't get into an emergency room. In California, the illegals get more tuition than citizens. It is about bringing this country down. Thanks for the call, Ron. Really good point. Spencer in Ohio, you're on the air with Glenn Spencer. Go ahead.
Yes, Sir Alex. I'm trying to figure out why JFK vetoed Operation Northwood. Well, it's because it was an extremely corrupt plan created by the U.S. government. But that's all secondary compared to these satellite drones. And, these satellite drones have atomic capabilities or laser capabilities, and how do they undermine inalienable, unalienable rights?
Okay, sir, I appreciate the call. All new cell phones are satellite tracked. Federal law went into effect October 26, 2000. As for Northwoods, that was a U.S. government terror plan operation that we've talked about a lot. Let's go back to Glenn Spencer. I just heard one of your motion sensors with the illegals pouring across the property going on.
That is correct. Now, this was in a canyon that comes out of the Huachuca Mountains. They climb up over the top of those mountains, and they come out through the canyons. Now, this is a sensor that's up in a deep canyon. We had to put a repeater, a slave repeater, up because these neighbors up here came to us and said, we're just at our wit's end. Last Sunday morning, a guy called me and says, I've got 40 of them in my backyard. I can't take this anymore. So we went up and put sensors up in these canyons, and they're flooding out of these canyons. This is only about 3 miles from where I'm standing right now.
So you've got 8 sensors out there in the desert. Just
and we're going to have 25 by hopefully Monday. We hope to have 500. Now, these things are about $200 a piece. The Border Patrol sensors, well, maybe about $250. The Border Patrol sensors are $1,500 a piece, but we've come up with a smarter design. So, one of the things that we do on AmericanBorderPatrol.com is to raise the money to buy these things and get them put out there. But, we've the ones we have out there are going off like mad. We had 3 of them since we've been on the air. 3 of the 8.
Glenn, I know you've been on a lot of the big news shows. You've been very articulate and torn up the racist funded by the bankers who are trying to break the country down. But what about getting people locally in border towns to demand radio shows be put on the air to expose this, to mobilize the general population in the area?
Well, that's what we're doing. You know, we do have AmericanBorderPatrol.com, and we're just working in one of the rooms here at the headquarters on a new streaming video. We're going to have live streaming video and audio in about a week from all of our operations in the field. And but believe me, I can say this, and I'm on the air, and somebody can call in and contradict me, but every rancher, every major rancher, one guy with 22,000 acres between Sierra Vista and the New Mexico line is supporting us 100%. And they're coming in like mad now. The homeowners up in the canyons here, they're finding out about us, the small ranchers along the border, because they know that the Border Patrol does nothing about their problem.
Absolutely. Imagine living out in the country and knowing that tens of thousands of people a week are in your area, and to know that there's criminal coyotes that feed on the immigrants, on the illegals, Very scary. Glenn, stay there. One more segment with you. We're going to come back and talk to Jason and Brad. That'll be it for calls for our guest in the next segment. Then I'm going to come back and hit a bunch of news we haven't gotten to yet. They won't put sensors on the border or control the illegals, but the feds within 5 years are going to remote control your cars. Yes, it's the Associated Press.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We got Glenn Spencer online with us, AmericanPatrol.com. I'm Alex Jones. My website's InfoWars.com. Jason in Texas, you're on the air with Glenn Spencer. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I just had a question for Mr. Spencer. I don't understand how he can blame the councils, like the, what did he say, La Raza councils and all that, for trying to get rid of white America, when his own white America are the ones who aren't doing anything about the border problem. If they were really serious, I think that they would put a wall, like in China, from Texas, Brownsville to San Diego. And
well,
I
sir,
think...
the point I'm trying to make here is that the Ford Foundation tries to make it a racial issue, powers it through racism on that side. Most Hispanics are against what's happening. The media tries to make it a racial issue. It's a sovereignty, an economic, a security issue. It's common sense. There is 6+ billion people outside this country, and they all want to come here, and they want to come here and lower the wages and drive down the standard of living, and they have no history of liberty or freedom. But we do blame the politicians. We do blame Americans, period, who are citizens who were ignorant to this. But the responsibility lies with the traitorous federal government. Glenn, any comments?
Well, in his opening his book, Alien Nation, Peter Brimelow, senior editor of Forbes magazine, he said that there is a sense in which America's immigration policy is Hitler's posthumous revenge on the United States. And by that he meant essentially because of a backlash against Hitler and his racist Nazis, who were overthrown and killed, by the way, mostly by white Anglo-Saxon Protestant males from America. The white Anglo-Saxon Protestant male has been demonized, and it has worked. Mexico has used it against us. You are a bunch of racists if you are a bunch of Nazis if you try to protect your border. So
well,
the reason they
I
don't
mean,
do anything is that they have essentially been emasculated.
Okay, is it okay if I say something? Is it okay if I speak? But
yeah, go ahead.
Well, that was just my answer. I think it was complete.
Whose fault is it? I mean, don't blame the Mexican people. Go to the source.
Oh, I blame the Mexican people for violating our laws.
Well, how
yes, okay. They know better.
It's just not Mexicans who are violating laws.
Well, I mean,
Mexicans,
of course it isn't just Mexicans. I'm sure that there is a Sri Lankan in there, but it's 95% that are crossing this borders are Mexicans.
Mr. Spencer, I understand, and I am Hispanic, and I do understand why you're mad, and I understand, I really do, but don't make it sound like the Mexicans had just been coming here because my family was born and raised here. My grandmother was born and raised here for over 100 years.
Isn't it interesting that both parties, neither party, wants to bring up the immigration issue because they're afraid of alienating Hispanics? They don't want to let me finish. They don't want to close the border because that would alienate Hispanics. And what
these politicians
have concluded is that all Hispanics want the borders open.
No, sir. I'm one saying I don't. And
well,
I'm
just telling you that is apparently what they have concluded.
I'm going to tell you the difference in all of America that are listening between a Hispanic and a Mexican. A Mexican is born in Mexico. Okay, I am of Mexican and Spaniard descent, but I'm not a Mexican. I'm Hispanic. Been here over 100 years. My family has been here, and Alex should... knows about Texas. We're from South Texas, okay?
Well, exactly. My family
went
over
and farmers
and
everything.
Some of them died in Germany. I am partly of German descent, but I wasn't a German, and my family went over and fought Germans, right?
Yes, my grandfather was in World War II. My father was in Vietnam.
There you go.
Don't make it sound like the Mexicans have just been coming invading.
Hold on. Let me just interject here. This is gone wild. I don't want to censor Jason. I don't want to censor... Glenn, so let's, if Glenn can, I know he's very busy, he's a few minutes into the next segment, so you guys can calmly debate this, because I get in this race, try to get all the callers in, and I want to try to do this, but let me just interject something here. In a Gallup poll, 89% of Americans, Hispanic, white, black, it didn't matter, want the border controlled, illegals deported. The media tries to make it a racial issue. Glenn's not doing that. Glenn is pointing out, though, that the Mexican government says this is Mexico.
That's correct.
Says it should be Mexico. And we're pointing out that the elite in New York want to break this country down. The UN calls for playing group off against group. If it's Africa, it's black tribe against black tribe. If it's Ireland, it's Protestant against Catholic. It's North against South. Same thing over and over again. So let's discuss it. Stay there, Jason. Stay there, Glenn. Let's discuss it after this quick three-minute break, and then we'll let Glenn get out of here because I know he's busy, and I appreciate him joining us. But don't hang up, Jason. We'll let you make your points. But I think you're misunderstanding what we're saying. Look, there's 6.5 billion people. Can they all come here, or can we have a border? Most of them are Mexican.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from all
Black Mercury replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Folks, it's Real Talk Radio. We talk about real issues that actually affect you and your family. I'm Alex Jones. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, the media, owned by the globalists, tries to confuse the issue. Now, I am more concerned about Russians here illegally and Chinese here illegally because the statistics show they are much higher chances that their Russian mob or Chinese triad or People Liberation Army, they've been caught doing this. They feed on their own communities. Hispanics are probably... I've got a background. Let's put everybody on hold for a second. I've got some background audio coming in. Hispanics, on average, are in the middle for the type of crime they bring with them, okay? So it's not a racial issue. Frankly, white Russians are about as bad as it gets statistically, but you don't have 25 million illegal Russians here. And believe me, if we had 25 million illegal Russians instead of 500,000 of them or a million of them, whatever it is, if we had that, I'd be screaming bloody murder more than I am now. The problem is the liberals have added this racial system to it, which is racist. La Raza means the race. Mecha, I've been at their rallies. I've seen them with pictures of white people with their heads cut off saying we're going to kill all whites. Glenn has video of that. And Glenn, you were commenting that you're German, but your father went and fought the Germans in Germany. And I think what Jason's saying is he is a Hispanic, but he's as American as you or I, and he understands the problem. He just hears the terms we're using and gets confused. We're talking about helping everybody. Let's say you're a Hispanic truck driver, more patriotic than Alex Jones or Glenn Spencer. You're a great American. You get 30 cents a mile to drive your truck. An illegal gets 3 cents a mile. Now, as a Hispanic American, you should be for stopping the illegal but now legal Mexican trucks. Glenn, is that the point you were trying to make? Let's bring Glenn Spencer back up.
Americans fought, won medals of honor, loyal, great people of Hispanic descent who are hurt more by illegal immigration than anything else, than anyone else. And there's no question about that. But I will tell you that the government of Mexico is very hostile toward us and is pushing its people into the United States.
It's Nazi. It's Nazi. And you've got some of those clips.
Well, yeah, we here, for example, and I'm having a little bit of trouble, but here is Ernesto's the deal.
Proudly affirm that the Mexican nation extends beyond the territory enclosed by its borders, and that Mexican migrants are a very important part of it.
What he said was, I have proudly affirmed that the Mexican nation extends beyond the territory enclosed by its borders, and that Mexican migrants are a very important part of it. He was speaking to the National Council of La Raza of 5,000, financed by the Ford Foundation. Got a huge standing ovation. If you listen to the entire speech, what it was in essence was a declaration of war on the United States, demographic warfare.
What?
And then if you listen to Mario Oblado, I'll just play you a little of this. After he won the Clinton 1998 Presidential Medal of Freedom.
We're going to take over all the political institutions of California. In 5 years, the Hispanics are going to be the majority population of the state.
You also made the statement that California is going to become
okay?
And I didn't know that we were, Glenn, I didn't know that we were racial states.
Well, we certainly are now. And Mario Oblado, if you knew him, uses Hispanic and Mexican interchangeably. So what he was essentially saying is California is going to be a Mexican state. Anyone who doesn't like it should leave. They should go back to Europe. He was the co-founder of MALDEF. He was a co-founder of the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, the winner of the 1998 Presidential Medal of Freedom. I'm going to tell you something. If any leading person, other than a person of color or other ethnicity, had said anything close to that, they would be driven out of society.
Let me stop you for a second, Glenn. Jason, I was asking you to hold. I want to keep a line open for Jason. Jason, I want you to call back in right now. I'm going to give you the floor for a couple minutes. 800-259-9231. Mark, keep a line open. Just hang up on one person. Tell them, sorry, got to get to Jason, because I want Jason to come back on. Jason just hung up. 800-259-9231, Jason. He did call back in. Now, Jason, bring you back up to the airwaves. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Okay, I was just saying, why not go to the source of the problem? It's why majority congressmen and Republicans who aren't, but the Democrats, I don't know, not doing anything about, if they were serious, like I said, why not put a wall?
Well, sir, you're absolutely right. Jason, you are on target. That's what Glenn was saying last hour.
So what I'm saying is his own or white people are hurting their own.
That's
white
it.
Race.
They're evil. The people running the Ford Foundation and Bush and the rest of them want low wages, want a giant third world mass, want us all dumbed down with no sovereignty. That's the UN goal, sacrificing America on the altar of globalism.
But what it is, Alex, is that the United States government does not admit how much they really rely and depend on the Mexican workers.
That's nonsense.
Oh, come on.
It is complete and total nonsense. I studied labor economics, a degree in mathematical statistics. I've studied this issue. It is nonsense.
No, because no one else will work for cheaper.
Yeah, right. Well, of course they won't.
It's
somebody
not
told
nonsense.
Me we got
Let me stop you. Let me stop you, Glenn. Everybody
here.
Stop. Everybody stop. Let me just break this down for you, Jason. Because of the third world populations driving the wages down to $2 an hour, of course no one will work on that, because a American family, whether they're Hispanic, black, white, or polka dotted, pays taxes, pays all the fees, the insurance, and can't survive on that. Only 10 Africans or 10 Mexicans in a two-room shack can afford to live in that system. That's the point we're making.
Alex, may I say something?
Go ahead.
I had a letter published in the Arizona Star News to the following effect. A guy had written a letter, rather a column, that if we've gotten rid of all the illegal aliens, lettuce would cost $5 a head. I did the work. I did the math. I did the analysis. At that time, and today too, for lettuce to cost $5 a head, we would have to pay the field workers $235 an hour. Okay? That's how crazy that stuff is. If you understood anything about labor economics, you'd know that you wouldn't even see the change in price of produce if you had to pay these people twice what they were earning. The problem is not that. It's that these farmers and anybody else who works in a commodity or a competitive environment has to hire the illegals because they work on such small margins. And if his competitor does it, he has to do it.
Yeah, so
this
idea that we're all
that is helping our economy
you.
Is balderdash.
And whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
The fault of our government.
Okay, so
yeah,
why
we're
not go to the source?
Jason, and Glenn, we're not blaming black people, white people, Hispanics. We always go back to Hispanics because that's the 400 million people south of the border coming this way. And let me stop you, Jason. Have you been to Mexico City?
No, sir.
I have been outside of it. I was too cowardly to go in. 15 million people live in cardboard boxes, one hour of water a day. It is horrible. The point is, if they come here, they will work for nothing. That will force everybody to hire at that low level. It will destroy the middle class, regardless of what color you are.
They'll work for nothing, though, because it'll be more than what they're making there. And I'm saying it's the government's fault. That's the way they take care of their people, okay?
I agree with you.
I don't take any of this to heart because
It's no different. If Russia was our border or Germany, everyone would be wanting to get rid of the Germans and Russians.
That's correct.
Okay?
But the point is this. Mexico is a corrupt nation. We shouldn't have gone over and beat up Iraq. We should have gone down there and beat up that corrupt government of Mexico.
Please turn your radio off, Jason. Jason, turn your radio off, please. It was out of control. Okay, final comments from Glenn Spencer. Final comments on this issue from Jason. Jason, you got 60 seconds.
Okay, I just say go ahead and target the people who are not doing anything to stop the border crossing. It's not only Mexicans. It's Russians, Afghanistan people, all kinds of people.
Oh, it's thousands a month in Cochise County of illegal Muslims. Glenn, tell them all about that.
We've got a lot of Muslims coming across, carrying Mexican ID cards, by the way. And lots of people from Brazil. They're coming up through Panama. Chinese are coming up through Panama. There is no question that unless we get control of this border, we will become a third world country. But we also need to help Mexico.
Mr. Spencer, I don't want you to think, though, that the Mexicans have just been coming here. You know, Hispanic people have been here and in California forever.
They were never there.
My family has been here.
Hunter-gatherer Indians in Southern California, mostly the Gabrielones Indians.
The Aztecs were
agricultural people. They had nothing to do with the people in California.
Hold on. He's talking about Southern California, and Jason's talking about Tejanos. Now, let me just say something here. Glenn's talking about who has the claim to the land. If anybody is, it's Shoshone, it's Comanche, it's Apache, it's all these groups, and for Mecha to claim the Aztecs.
I know something about land because the King of Spain, he granted my grandfather the Kennedy Ranch, and my grandfather, he lent it out eventually, and as time went on, he let the people use the land, and they kept on coming. They took all his land, and sir, that's true. And, you know, that's just the way it was.
In Texas, and this has been pointed out by Pat Buchanan, too, that the two cultures get along a lot better. That's what Tejano is.
That's correct.
Also, I have blonde-haired, blue-eyed cousins that are Hispanic. You know, we're just not brown, dark people who just...
Look at Spanish language television.
I was never. I was taught English as my first language.
Well, listen. I appreciate your call, Jason. Thank you. I've just got to say this here and now. You see what the media has done here. You see what's happened. We're not saying if you're Hispanic you should go back to Mexico because we know you could be from anywhere.
Absolutely.
Probably been here longer than Glenn Spencer and Alex Jones's family have been. But my family got their land in a Spanish land grant in 1830, just like Jason's. The point I'm trying to make here is that the Spanish told the Mexicans and the whites, please come in to Texas and kick the Indians out for us. So any Mexican claim that the Southwest belongs to Mexico is a joke. Mexico asked whites to come in to kick the Indians out because they couldn't successfully do it.
And part of that is in the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo.
Yeah, they say it. I mean, they went to the folks in Kentucky and in Tennessee and said, we know you got a lot of guns and you're real mean.
And a lot of Texas, remember, a big part of Texas was acquired from France in the Louisiana Purchase and then swapped over in Spain for Florida.
Yeah,
there was a lot of land swapping going on.
If anybody's got claims to land, I have a lot of Indian friends, the Indians do. And if the Indians want some more land, I think it's fine. But this discussion that it belongs to Mexico is a fraud, correct?
That's correct.
I mean, again, my family didn't get their land from Mexico. They got it from Spain. Okay? It was empires fighting with each other. But absolutely. I mean, and people who are Hispanic and are American citizens have just as much a right as I do to be here, whether you're black or white, it doesn't matter.
I've been on the radio a lot, and I've had these guys call in, but at the last minute, they'll just slide this little thing as, well, it's really our land anyway. And that gets my back up, because that is just isn't true. And so I react pretty strongly when I hear that. Oh, they're really nice and reasonable, but, oh, remember, this is really our land. Well, it isn't. Especially Southern California, especially this part of Arizona. This was purchased in the Gadsden Purchase. So where I am. It wasn't even part of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo.
Well, wait, Glenn, there weren't giant crystal pyramids with flying saucers
right.
run by the Aztecs?
Right.
Well, that's what the Mecha says that.
Yeah, well, the one land that they claim more than anything else is California. That's where they're really invading.
But they say
the Mexicans had nothing to do with the Indians of California.
Sir,
there was a severe desert.
On Mecha's own website, they claim that there were large crystal pyramids with flying saucers.
Right.
So why don't we just believe that?
Right. It's all a sham, and the American people have bought it hook, line, and sinker. And they better wake up. But I have faith in the masses, the wisdom of the masses. I believe they'll eventually catch up. This takes time.
All right, two quick calls real quick. Brad in Illinois, then Warren in Colorado, and that's it. Appreciate all of Glenn's time. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, unfortunately, the land belongs to the person or the people who have title to it. Unfortunately, nobody has any title to any land anymore. What I wanted to also say is there's no need, in my opinion, have a wall going across Mexico. Why don't they go back to making the illegal immigrants or the immigrants pay for being here in this country? In other words, if they come across and they get a job and they're turned in and they're illegal, then the corporation or the business or the people they're working pays the fine and pays to deport them back and pays for everything.
Charges for anybody hiring illegals.
Absolutely. And before you can immigrate to this country, it should be the way it was before 1950. They had to have a sponsor. The sponsor would pay to have that relative or friend come to this country.
Right.
The sponsor would vouch for them. And if they got in trouble, the immigrant would either go to jail, get deported, and guess what? The person that vouched for them would also get the same
penalty.
They rewrote the law in 1996 to do just that, and it's not enforced. And the reason it's not enforced is that you have people like Dr. Robert Bach running policy and planning for the INS, all internal enforcement policy. What were his qualifications to get that job? He worked for the Ford Foundation for 7 years.
They also, and a group sworn to destroy America, they also, when they would come here, whether you were German or Mexican or Ethiopian, you had to learn the Bill of Rights and Constitution so you knew your rights. That doesn't happen anymore.
And also we should have, this country is an English-speaking country.
Right.
I don't care what color you are, where you come from. It's common sense that you have to have a common language amongst the people living in a country
in order to
develop and have commerce.
Plus English is the world language now, and you are hurting somebody by encouraging them not to learn that dominant language. They want to keep them in the barrios under their local barrio chief's control, under the government's control. It's about importing slaves and keeping them slaved and enslaving everybody else. Glenn, do you agree?
Totally, and it is greed. It is all of the elements of human behavior all wrapped up into one. It's conquest, it's irredentism, it's la reconquista, it's profit, it's fear. It's all of these things wrapped up into what can be called a disaster for
us. Let me give you an example. A former city council candidate, thanks for the call, Brad, got caught shipping in illegals. Guess how he got caught? He was beating one of their brains out with a baseball bat. He's one of the Brown Beret guys. So they're the ones feeding on their own people, and it's sick and it's disgusting. But it's about illegals, period. AmericanPatrol.com. Glenn Spencer, thanks for all the time, and Godspeed to you, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
Hope people support you. I'll be back in the final segment. I'll tell you about satellite tracking and controlling your cars. New information on that.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Folks, the UN has said they want to dumb your kids down. The UN has said they want to get rid of your borders. And our government's just carrying that policy out.
The ring of fire.
And people are getting wise to this, regardless of what color they are, that's destroying our country. Real quick, Warren in Colorado, you're the last caller of the day, then I got to hit some news. Go ahead, Warren, you're on the air.
Okay, real quick, it's been kind of hard to keep up today, but, you know, this basically is America, and we have the Constitution, and it's real basic, and if you're going to, you know, if people are going to be here, no matter if they're Mexican or whatever, you know, we've got to stick to that. So I had quite a few other good points I thought I'd make.
Well, yeah, I want to make that point. They're not teaching immigrants anymore Bill of Rights or Constitution. They're robbing them of that. That's the whole point of this. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've had to teach my own children what the Constitution means and what's going on as far as that is concerned about freedom and so on. And that's about it. I don't want to take up any more of the time.
Well, thank you, Warren. Yeah. I mean, look, an illegal doesn't have to have an ID card, but you as a citizen do. Whether you're black or white or Hispanic or green, you go and fight in these wars and pay all these taxes and do all this, and the illegals don't have to. And when the illegals do pay taxes, they don't even get any of the money. Of course, who wants it from this government? It's all just a big scam. It's bad for the illegals. It's bad for the citizens. It's good for the bankers. We fight corruption here, folks. Look at Australia. They've opened the borders, bringing in the illegals, making them legal, take the guns, and now unlimited power of arrest to ASIO. Australia's domestic intelligence agency, ASIO, will have aggressive new powers from today to detain for an unlimited period citizens suspected of having information about terrorist offenses. And it lists that terrorist offenses are any violation of law, same thing as the Patriot Act. And it says they will secretly arrest you and you'll never be seen again. It says that in the article. Members of the press can be secretly arrested. Did you know that? For reporting things they weren't supposed to. Oh, that sounds like freedom. It just gets worse and worse. And now Paul Wolfowitz, the demon over the Defense Department, is going to run the military tribunals. Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld on Thursday delegated to his top deputy, Paul Wolfowitz, the final word on which terrorism suspects are to be tried by a military tribunal. Wolfowitz will also appoint the three-judge panel. So, talk about a kangaroo court. That's the definition. Due to admissions of torture of people to death, the U.S. government's saying, okay, we'll stop torturing. They've gotten so much heat over it. That's the Washington Post. Look at this article out of the Associated Press. You got to go read it on InfoWars.com. They just calmly announced in the article that the government's going to take physical control of your car. I told you, not just satellite tracking and taxation. Smart cars, smart roads can help drivers. And it says if you don't follow the warnings on the bleeping system that tracks you, the little flashing lights, they're going to physically take control of your car. This is by Leslie Miller, Associated Press writer. Smart cars, smart roads can help drivers. In force within 5 years, AP. I mean, folks, massive Big Brother, total enslavement of citizens, illegals going around with no IDs, double the welfare citizens get, laughing at us regardless of where they're from. This isn't right, but the globalists have done this before. They want to destroy America. They're going to bring in the illegals to do it. And then the illegals are saying, oh, well, this is Mexico or this is Russia. Great, we'll be like Mexico or Russia. It's incredible. You know, to get away from this tyranny, I might go to Latin America. You know, it isn't that I want to be around people that are one color or another. It's that I don't want to be in a country destroyed. That's it. I'm out of time. You need to support this broadcast. You need to get my videos and make copies and wake up your friends and family now. Do it now, folks. Support the show. Get powerful films. InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. The films are waking people up. Join us in this fight. Make the call. Get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. Or get the mailing address off the number or off the website. I'm out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Tell your friends to tune in. Have a great weekend. God bless you all.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation. But during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the Motec.